This is KCUR 89.3. When individual health insurance plans go on sale on healthcare.gov next week, many Missourians will probably be more than a little shocked to see some rate increases as high as 40%. Thanks to a new law, state officials can decide if insurance companies are charging too much, but will that be enough to keep them in check? KCUR's Alex Smith reports.
There are as many ways of dealing with rising insurance costs as there are states. So to get some idea of how different those approaches can be, I called an Oregonian.
Ethan Baldwin. I am a rate review policy analyst with the Department of Consumer Business Services.
Baldwin explains that each year around late April, Oregon insurance companies send the state their proposed rates. This starts a conversation about what's fair based on the cost of health care and the health of customers. And the public plays a big part. They can comment online, attend public forums, even listen in on conference calls between the state regulators and insurance companies.
Everything we do is public. The rate filings are on our website. The questions that we ask the company are on our website. Everything that we do is transparent.
After a few months, if the dialogue hasn't led to a rate that the state thinks is reasonable, it can pull out the heavy artillery.
We do have the authority to reject rate increases, but that doesn't happen. I can't remember the last time that's happened.
So there's Oregon, and then there's Missouri. Washington, D.C. lawyer Jay Angoff was the head of the Missouri Department of Insurance in the mid-90s. He says he often learned about how much insurance companies were charging only after their plans went on sale.
We were no better or worse than anyone else. It was a unique situation. Some insurers would, even though they didn't have the legal obligation to, they would submit filings to us, but there was nothing we could do.
Angoff, who later served in the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, was an advocate for Missouri's new law that will allow the insurance department, for the first time, to review rates. The Affordable Care Act actually requires reviews of any significant rate increase, but after the law was passed, Missouri punted and left that job up to the federal government, which was sued in 2014 by a Missouri consumer group for doing less than stellar work.
The federal government did not make rate filings public at all for several years. Even today, they black out much of the information in the rate filings that they do make public.
But unlike Oregon, Missouri won't be able to reject proposed rates, making the new authority somewhat toothless. A study of California insurance estimated that rate reviews saved buyers there an average of about $83 million annually over the last 5 years. But customers would have saved about 50% more if California had been able to reject rates. In dozens of cases, insurance companies ignored the state reviews and raised rates as they wanted. Angoff admits that rate review by itself can only do so much, but just by creating some transparency where there was none, it's a big step.
It's not everything, it's not a whole loaf, but for the first time, the insurance commissioner does review rates, and insurance companies have to file their rates, and the public will get access to their rate filings.
But before rate review kicks in, Missouri may have to deal with another problem.
Competition is key. Without competition, the other tools won't work and don't work.
St. Louis University law professor Sidney Watson specializes in health law. The Missouri Department of Insurance relies on free market competition to keep health insurance costs for individuals in check, but competition on many health exchanges is now what's missing. This summer, insurance giants Aetna and UnitedHealthcare pulled out of the Missouri marketplace. Some critics say Aetna and United were retaliating against the government for opposing their proposed merger. The insurers themselves say they were losing money because they didn't have enough healthy customers signing up.
It's disappointing that two major insurers pulled out of the market this quickly without working with the government to figure out how to make those programs work.
With Aetna and United gone, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Kansas City and Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield of Missouri dramatically revised some of their proposals. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Kansas City declined to say why it raised rates from around 23 to around 40% for some of its plans, but Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield said it needed to accommodate a rush of costly customers it expects Aetna and United have left behind. But where does this leave the quarter of a million Missourians buying insurance on healthcare.gov in the coming weeks? Actually, they'll be mostly shielded from the higher rates because their subsidies will also rise. But the cost of those higher subsidies will be shouldered by the taxpayers who fund them.
While the subsidies protect the individual, we have a collective interest in these premiums being fair and not being priced higher than they need to be.
There's still hope, however. While the marketplace is now set for 2017, things may change in future years. Watson says more insurers may be interested in selling plans in Missouri, and beginning next year, Missouri's insurance department will get to flex its new authority, even if it won't match Oregon's. For Heartland Health Monitor, I'm Alex Smith.
Alex Smith reports for Heartland Health Monitor, a health reporting collaboration based at KCUR 89.3.